Hey y'all, it's Kristen. Welcome to the You Are Luminous podcast. I did tell you guys I would be back with these more frequently, so here we are. I really wanted to talk about this one big common theme I see coming up in my life, in clients' lives, in friends' lives right now, and it feels very, 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 of course, centered around this eclipse, this equinox, also being in Libra season. So what I keep feeling come up, the word I keep hearing, the energy I keep feeling is belonging. And this is, it makes a lot of sense on so many different levels. And I want to explain why I feel that this is coming up. But to talk about belonging in general. So obviously belonging is that sense of inclusion. And with inclusion comes this feeling of, or this sense of connection, right? We are a part of something that is possibly larger than ourselves, but belonging is really the connection with us and something else. And it's a sense of feeling seen. It's a sense of feeling safe. It's a sense of feeling heard and understood. So belonging then really is a relational pattern, or it's a type of relation. We don't ever feel belonging, right, when we feel unsafe. You know, like imagine being in a really unsafe environment or toxic environment. We're not like, oh, wow, I really belong here, unless maybe we feel that we're toxic or we're any of those things, that we have this vibrational match or resonance. But really when I see belonging, it's this warmth. It's a very feminine type energy. It's this safe type of connection and relation to ourselves or another. So I really see the energy of being seen associated with this. So this makes so much sense why it's coming up right now, because these eclipses are in Libra. They're very relational eclipses. We are in Libra season, which is a very relational sign. So it has to do with love, self-love, connection, relationships. And we also are, of course, as we have been for so long now, always called to dive into the nervous system, because this is where our deepest programs and patterns lie. And our nervous system is our most relational system. Our nervous system was taught and developed based off of the relationships around us when we were young and we were growing up. So we didn't learn how our nervous system was to function from a book. It's not mental, right? Nothing about the nervous system is actually really in the brain. The nervous system lives in the body, and it was taught and developed through feeling. Okay. And so that's often, right, what relationship is, because it's butting up against that same part of us. If you've worked with me or done my courses, or maybe I've spoken about it in other podcasts, our nervous system, our inner child, our subconscious, and our feelings are one in the same thing to me. Once you truly understand the nervous system, when it was developed, how it was developed, there to me is no separation between any of these components. They are pretty much all one, which in ways makes it easier to understand. And also I understand as well at first that that can feel confusing. But as we know, as so many of my clients know, is we can feel like we're completely fine. We can feel regulated. We can feel like we're in this really beautiful, healthy, happy place. And then we get into a relationship, even if it's a really healthy relationship, and then all of our stuff starts to come up, right? We start facing these patterns. We start having anxiety. Our abandonment wounds show up. We shut down. We forget how to communicate. It's because as soon as we have a constant mirror in front of us in that way, and it's a person we want to be with, so we don't want to run, we don't want to escape, we necessarily don't want to go into this overall pattern of avoidance, we have to start facing ourselves. And our nervous system is what starts to show up in relationship. And so it makes sense too why this energy is coming up right now, because a lot of us are feeling drawn towards connection. That's naturally right, the energy of Libra is that we want to move into connection. We want this feeling of belonging in the world, whether it's within ourselves. So I'm seeing that coming up really big, this self-love, this taking care of the self, because our body is our first home, our relationship to our emotions, our thought forms, our feelings, the self is number one. No matter how safe of an outer environment we are in, we will not feel safety and belonging and true ability to receive and feel supported if that inner belonging hasn't come first. And so I'm really seeing everybody, at least that I know, and like myself included, on a really deeper level, seeing or being illuminated all of these ways in which maybe we don't feel like we belong. We don't feel like we belong in our own body. That's abandonment, right? That initial feeling of abandonment. We actually don't fear it from others. We fear it because we're disconnected from ourself and we're afraid of our own self and our own power. So then of course, right, we're going to get scared to lose another because if we don't have it within and another leaves us, how are we going to be safe, right? It's one of the earliest patterns that we're taught. I work on this so much in nervous system mentorship. So if you have a fear of abandonment, know that this first starts within yourself, within your own nervous system, and we can heal this. We can retrain this. We can reprogram this through bringing your nervous system proper safety. But anyways, what's happening is that the certain frequency is coming in around relationships, safe relationships, healthy relationships, loving relationships, balanced relationships. We just had an equinox. Equinoxes are equal day and night, equal masculine and feminine, the yin and yang, correct? The duality, the polarity. We're also in an 8-year. This entire year has been about greater balance. And I talked about this too on my last podcast of how much I'm seeing the masculine and feminine surfacing this year constantly. And every single client, probably too, because that's what I'm seeing, is that we are coming into a greater and more stable and unified foundation within ourself, within the masculine and feminine. All of these energies are calling us into harmony and calling us into balance. And so if those are the energies coming in, you know, when you see light, a lot of light comes in. Often the first thing we're going to see is the shadow, right? There's more light coming in. Now we see the shadow, and the shadow sometimes appears even bigger. And that's what I see happening right now. All the stuff we haven't really looked at, all the stuff we haven't really seen in relation to belonging, healthy relationships, healthy connection, unification, harmony, and balance, and love, right? Self-love, love towards others, like true safe love is surfacing right now, because the only way we really shift this planet and the only way we actually ascend, so raise in frequency and step into higher versions of ourselves, is through safety, is through coming back into balance and harmony and love, so that our soul can actually start to drop into our body. And then we're anchored, we're embodied truly. The whole point of this earthly experience was not to leave the body and go live in love and light. That's a delusion. That's human bypassing. That's toxic positivity. That's not real. Earth is a planet of density. Earth is a planet of every single experience possible. We're meant to feel it all and experience it all. We're not meant to live just in one side of this experience or one frequency of this experience. We're supposed to be able to face it all. And so what I see is a lot of people butting up against their shadows right now for maybe the first time in these unique ways or in deeper ways, in bigger ways, because that's part of how we cultivate balance. We have to know how to face all of the self in order to come back into the center, because if we haven't faced certain parts of ourselves, there is an imbalance, correct? We're then in one side of ourselves instead of both, or instead of in the middle. So what we're really trying to do is anchor into the body. We're trying to make the body safe enough that the soul can actually drop in. Because imagine there's a bear outside of you. We don't need the soul. We don't need love. We don't need faith. We don't need joy. We don't need positivity to fight a bear. Yeah, those things might be in some ways beneficial for our spirit, but not for our physicality. And so imagine being dysregulated for most of your life. Your soul is not in your body. It's not connected in the same way. Yes, you are still your soul and it's always like a part of you, but it's mostly hovering outside of you. You're disconnected, detached, disassociated. And so we want you to be able to have the soul experience, your higher self experience, while you're down here in these vessels. And your nervous system is the gatekeeper to all of the things that come along with your heart and soul. Again, faith, hope, love, connection, social engagement, feeling that sense of belonging. We have to find safety first. And so again, if that's the energy coming in, the first thing that's going to surface is everything that is the opposite of that. And so that's what I'm seeing right now. So this belonging is coming up because, number one, we're in Libra season. That's all centered around this. It's coming up because we are in a year numerologically of union and balance. I always take that eight and flip it on its side and it makes an infinity symbol. And the infinity symbol is, to me, the most unbelievable representation of the masculine and feminine. We have these two polarities, these two opposing parts, but when they come together in equal harmony, they create one. Just like relationships. You're two, but you're one. You're joined in union. That's what's happening internally inside of us right now, so that we can be anchored in our bodies, so that our soul can drop in safety and embodiment and our power and our liberation and our freedom and our soul and creativity and love and joy and passion and flow. All need safety. You cannot obtain any of those frequencies, or at least to the degree that they truly want to flow through you, without safety. And safety comes from the nervous system. Also, if any of this stuff is coming up for you and resonates, you have relationship stuff coming up. That's the number one thing I work on in my mentorships and in sessions and in nervous system work. Because guys, again, the nervous system is your most relational system. It will show up the most in relationships. So you're not going backwards if you enter a relationship and all of a sudden you become dysregulated. It's most likely your soul brought that person in as initiation, as an opportunity for you to have all your stuff mirrored back to you. That's why I created a course called The Mirror. Also, too, if I haven't said this in my other podcast, I'll say it again. I'm discontinuing my nervous system course. It's 70% off right now. It's only $121. You will learn all of my understanding of the nervous system. And I say my understanding because I've never quite heard someone talk about the nervous system the way that I do and bring so many dimensions and components into it. It's simple, right? But understanding it the way that I do, that helps you truly come into understanding, truly, truly, truly. So that will be discontinued within a week from now. I'm launching a brand new nervous system course. It's going to be, oh my God, beyond packed with like more than you even knew that you needed to fully understand or support you within the nervous system. So the price point will be a lot higher. So just so you know, there will be payment plans and things like that. But if you want to learn about the nervous system, you can for only $121 right now. And that's on my website, youareluminous.com. So back to this belonging energy. So also more light is coming into the planet. And so like I said, when light comes in a certain way, in a certain frequency, it's more potent. It's going to push up everything that is not that. So shadows are also coming up. That's why you kind of see the earth, to be honest, getting a lot darker before it gets lighter. And I'm going to be honest, guys, it's going to continue to get darker because the veils are lifting and more is going to come out. It just is. That's how this all works. There has to be destruction and death before there is rebirth. And there's a lot of systems on this planet that need to be destroyed because they are not in service to the highest and greatest good. And so we're going to see a lot continue to crumble. We're going to see loss, like within what we've known, on a really big scale, because again, there has to be a dismantling so that we can set up new systems that actually benefit the whole, that aren't built on greed and profit in those lower dimensional type of frequencies. So there is going to be more coming, and learning how to regulate your nervous system is the greatest asset you can have in these times, because you don't have to be moved and influenced by every single thing outside of you. I used to be so hypersensitive. That's a trauma response, by the way. You don't have to be hypersensitive. You can still be intuitive, clairvoyant, clairaudient, all those things, because I am, without being moved by them. without them taking over your body, without them knocking you out. Hypersensitivity is a trauma response. You're disassociated and disconnected from your body. And so you can come back into your body. I say that because I literally, if you haven't heard parts of my story, I used to have to go to the hospital almost every week to get shots to calm down. I didn't leave my house for almost like 5-6 years. It was really, really hard and impossible for me. I was so hypersensitive. I couldn't walk in grocery stores. I couldn't do anything because the second I would look at people and see them in the eyes, I would see all their past lives. I would feel all their stuff. And as I did nervous system work and anchored back into my body, I realized that is not normal and that's not a gift, right? It's not a gift to be able to see into everybody's stuff. I'm not in my body and my nervous system is trying to understand everything around me so that I know if I'm safe or not. But when we're anchored into our body, we don't need the external for internal safety. Internal safety overrides everything every single time because now we're connected into our source and our soul. So we are the dominant identity, not the outside. So if you also struggle with hypersensitivity and anything like that, just know that nervous system work and safety can heal all of that. It absolutely can. It happened to me. That's why I do this work and help guide others and show others, because this experience, this human experience, doesn't have to be so hard and so uncomfortable. That doesn't mean we're not going to experience discomfort, because that comes with growth, but you don't have to be in pain. You don't have to be moved by everything outside of you. You can still have your gifts and be clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and psychic, and whatever you want to call it, see into quantum realms. I'm all of those things, but it doesn't move me. I don't feel it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm grounded and centered because my nervous system is so much safer. So I stay in my body. I don't leave, right? I don't go into other people's energy fields. It's nothing like that. It's only when information comes in a way that's so different and so grounded. It's honestly unbelievable to think that I'm here speaking like this, because if you would have asked me 5 years ago, I didn't want to be in a body. I didn't want to be on this planet. I struggled literally my entire life being so hypersensitive. I shook all the time. Like, you guys have no idea. Maybe you do. Maybe you do have some of an idea, but it was horrific. It was absolutely horrific. My nervous system used to be my greatest enemy, and now I literally cry at how beautifully designed it is. So you can shift your relationship to this, to yourself and to this part of you. And that's the biggest part of belonging. Belonging is really healing our own patterns, our own relationship to ourself, that our own body is safe, that we belong in our body, that we are safe to receive in our body, that we are safe to feel good in our body. I could never imagine myself feeling good in my body. I was chronically ill for my entire life. So we can feel all of those things. We can be able to experience life to the greatest degree. So we're also feeling this belonging right now too, because a lot of us are in the midst of so much change, right? So the past is gone. The past has kind of been in ways dismantled, destroyed. So many people have shed so many relationships with Mercury retrograde that was in August and everything we moved through there, the Lion's Gate. And now this is like a second sweep of clearing out relationships. So what you might have found is some people came in really intensely, deep connections right around this period, and they went out just as fast as they came because they were here to stir something up. They were here to teach a lesson. You could have found that people from your past came back up, especially from 6-7 years ago, because we're also in cycles of things like that, or just more recent people, and everything is cleared out. I can't even tell you the amount of people that were cleared out of my life that surfaced from the past to like go for good. It's like that lesson, that frequency that brought them in the first place was finally clearing out to just let go. And even within my own body, I have like this new level of self-love and like no tolerance for anything that is not the highest of what I desire to receive and deserve. And so I'm seeing that too in people, at least maybe if we're not making those choices, it is at least surfacing. We're being shown what we don't want. The old pattern to continue to resolve it, face another layer of it. So some of us are ready to let go of that completely. Others of us, right, are just facing another layer of it. Neither is right or wrong. Creation on this planet is a spiral. So the same thing continues to come back around again. It's just how creation in this way was created. It is a spiral. It is circular. It's not a straight line. It is non-linear. So things come back around again, and every layer is of service, because often we cannot face these deeply embedded layers that have been held in our lineage for generations upon generations. We can't just clear it overnight. And that's what a lot of you are here for specifically, is to clear a lot of your lineage stuff. It's the role that your soul chose to take on in this lifetime, is to clear a lot of this stuff out, and you do it through your nervous system. So that means you do it through relationships, because your nervous system is relational. So if you've always struggled in relationships, if they don't super feel healthy, if a lot of your trauma comes from that, if you had a really hard childhood, it's most likely because you are a light bearer. You're here with a really important soul mission in this lifetime and purpose. And often you're the black sheep. You never feel like you fit in. You're probably hypersensitive. Your family probably gaslit you, dumped all of their stuff onto you. You were like literally the dumping ground, always screamed at, always yelled at, not seen, never kind of felt like you belong, right? And so that's why this is coming back in right now, because your soul and everything in creation wants you to be able to move forward on a more stable ground, on a ground of belonging, where you're in your body, you're safe to be in your body. I've never seen so much come up as I have the last couple years, but this year especially, of our nervous system, which is our soul, trying to get us in our bodies. Because again, what is going to continue to come on this planet and the veils that are going to continue to be lifted, we need to stay in our bodies for. The body is what is going to give you the ability to still feel joy and love and connection and all those really beautiful things we need, while a lot of these things externally are falling apart, because we need to be able to keep building the new, creating the new earth, allowing, and whether that's our own earth, right? Like our own reality, or the reality of life outside of us. Creation needs us to step up and take on those roles. And so that's why we chose to be here. So a lot of this is surfacing, like I said, this energy of belonging, because the nervous system is continuing to try and move us back into alignment with ourselves more than anything, getting us back into our body. And like I said, safety. Your nervous system is the gatekeeper to whether your soul is in your body fully or not. When we have so much fear, we push, like the soul is kind of pushed out. So soul meaning higher self, soul meaning our heart, soul meaning those parts of us that are connected to our truth and our intuition. So a lot of times what I hear when people book free discovery calls before joining a mentorship is like, I just feel lost. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I like. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to move forward. I don't know where to go. And it's because your soul's not in your body. So you can't have connection to what's really for you. And so if your soul's not anchored into your body, your nervous system doesn't feel safe. It keeps pushing parts of you away. It keeps protecting you from your higher parts of yourself. This happens early on in childhood. This is where the abandonment wound starts, or lack of belonging, is we don't even feel safe to belong to ourselves, or pushing ourselves away. We want to get you back in so you are able to feel who you are and discern who you are. And that means then the next part, where we get to set boundaries for ourselves, and we're not just letting ourselves receive anything, because it's like those patterns start early on and then we go our whole lives not knowing, right, who to be or who we are, and letting in a lot of things that are not true to us. And so then it builds the trauma up and builds the trauma up and builds the trauma up. becomes so amplified. And so right now it's almost like now we're trying to rewrite all of that. And so it can feel big and like a lot and scary and overwhelming. I understand. I've been there 5 million times too. That's why I do this work, because I've gone there. I've died 5 million times and come back. So if you two are needing guidance on both the spiritual understanding and also very grounded nervous system, neuroscience, physiological understanding too, that's kind of my work. I merge the two. So we help move things in your energy field by also helping you come back into your body in a very grounded way. And I go all over the board with clients too. Some clients are very spiritual and some aren't. Some don't believe in that. Some don't honor that. And that's perfect too. So we just stay in the body and that more physical stuff. So just know I can meet you wherever you are. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. It just is, you know, we all are at our own understanding of this experience, and it's so beautiful and it's such a gift because we need people at every level of awareness and understanding. So if you do need more support, my mentorships, 4, 6, and 8 week mentorships are discounted right now. They're 30% off until October 2nd. So only a couple more days, and you always can pay with a payment plan and break things down, but they are highly discounted. And this will probably be the last discount for a while since we were in eclipse season. I know a lot of people needed some extra support. So there's free discovery calls you can book on my website too, youareluminous.com. If you want to feel out what's going on or share with me what you're experiencing and how nervous system work can help you specifically, I'm always open to that because I want it to feel good for both me and for you. There needs to be alignment there so that I also can show up to support you. So there's always ways to help. And then, like I said, my nervous system course too, if mentorships feel like too much, or that one-on-one work, right, still feels a bit scary, but you want to understand yourself, the nervous system course is the way to go. So like I said, this belonging energy, maybe see where this is coming up in your life, or maybe you didn't even realize that's what it was, but you feel something inside of you where none of your connections feel in resonance anymore. The way you're relating to yourself, like, doesn't feel good. Maybe you're feeling more self-hate or deprecation, or like you're repressing yourself or you're judging yourself harder. That is to try and lean you back into love. It's trying to show you those kind of blind spots that have always been there. It's like we swept them under the rug. They're there, but like we can't put them under the rug anymore. Like the rug has been lifted up and now we have to face them and look at them, because again, our nervous system wants us in our body. It wants us to have this incredible human experience and live out what we really desire and what brings us alive and brings us joy and hope and all of those things. And so it wants us to feel safe. It wants us to be in a place of love and embodiment. And your nervous system, like I said, is the gatekeeper.